Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we get to sit before you and your Word, studying the book of Esther, where you are behind the scenes, guiding and leading by your sovereignty, the steps that Mordecai, Haman, and particularly Esther were to be involved. I thank you, Lord, that we can look into this story and know that you're involved in our lives as well. And we pray today by your Holy Spirit that you will teach us and guide us into all truth according to your perfect plan. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mordecai, What and Why? And it's taken from the book of Esther chapter 4 and verse 5. The mourning and weeping of the Jews was widespread throughout the kingdom of Persia. An edict and command to exterminate all the Jews upon the 13th day of Adar had just been published, and now grief and humility was not only their response, but Mordecai's also. Queen Esther heard about Mordecai's mourning and public display of his anguished position. And in chapter 4 and verse 5 of the book of Esther, she sends a message to discover why he is behaving this way. We read, "Then called Esther for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was." Our verse begins, "Then called Esther for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her." We may recall in the earlier part of our book where Esther spent 1 year preparing to meet the king before she became queen of Persia. At that time, there were chamberlains assigned to her care and preparation, and it appears that she continued to have them after she became queen. Hatach means verily or truly, and he had been appointed to care for Esther's needs. Esther called for him, and as a normal course of business, he came to her aid. The verse goes on to say, "and gave commandment to him to call to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was." Although this may seem insignificant, it does give us insight into Esther's knowledge of what was going on in the kingdom. She knows or shows her care for her older cousin by sending out Hatach to discover why he's behaving in such a manner, and she simply asks two very common questions, what and why. Esther desired to know what exactly was happening with Mordecai. She heard the reports of her chamberlains and maids about Mordecai's behavior, but she wanted verification of it for herself. She also desired to know why he was acting like this. This public display of mourning was probably not unfamiliar to Esther, as she grew up knowing what it was like to mourn over the death of her parents and having to move to a strange new country. However, she wasn't sure why her cousin Mordecai was so troubled at this time. Needless to say, her inquiry was in full swing through Hatach. Trust but verify is somewhat of a theme in this verse. Although Esther heard the news about Mordecai from her chamberlains and maids, she desired more information from her particularly assigned source. Sometimes people around us act in a manner that seems strange, unbeknown, and different than we might deem normal, and we may often wonder what they are doing and why they are doing it. Be willing to ask what and why, because it may give us more information as to how to conduct ourselves around them. We must never forget that our lives are a testimony to what we truly believe. And if we believe in Jesus Christ, our lives must reflect Him at all times. We may not be able to manage or move others, but we can trust in the Lord to keep ourselves in line with His almighty plan. As we live as testimonies of His grace, may He evermore equip us to be able to align ourselves with His will and to help others in their times of need. Next time, we will see Hatach go to Mordecai. And so read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.